The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So that explains it, Riggins, that why Lindsay is always having more fun in here than the rest of us. It's because she's wearing a hat every time. Lindsay thinks that when she wears a hat, she's more fun.
Yeah, and kind of feisty.
Yeah.
I remember saying that years ago about something about women in hats.
I think every time, and this was when I was single and going out a lot, every time I would wear a cute little hat, not a baseball hat, but like fedora or like little, what do they call them?
Fashion hat.
I would always have the best time, but there'd be a little feisty Lindsay somewhere, like in the night.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like where some other girl punch you in the mouth or something.
just a little fight. Nothing crazy.
If some girl just punched Lindsay once in the mouth, you know she'd find the positive in it. She'd go, oh, my lips look really full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be swollen tomorrow. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, I used to always say, don't mess with me in a hat. Yeah.
Me too. I used to say that too.
Did you? Yeah.
Don't mess with me in a hat.
And when she went through the haunted house that time when we were recording her, she said, don't touch my hair.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Somebody touched her hair.
Don't touch my weave.
And pulled some of it out, probably.
Do you have something like that that you can compare to in your own life? Like where you, when you do this one thing, you're like, oh, I'm feeling like a different person.
No.
That might be exclusive.
Yeah, I think it's a women thing.
Yeah.
Only.
Because women are also the only ones that have alter egos or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Different names.
Yeah.
Lenny,
Linda comes out sometimes.
Yeah, you see, because they Linda. Like to, you know, it's just like little girls. Women are the same way. They like to pretend and play, you know, play house or put on a show. Watch my show kind of thing. They're all like that.
Yeah. It's theatrical.
It's adorable.
Is Linda your old lady persona?
No, Linda seems to be sassy.
Yeah, like a truck stop waitress.
Yeah.
Linda.
Like don't mess with me.
Linda, Miss Linda, that's Miss Linda to you.
Smokes a pack. Yeah.
Got a job to do.
That's right.
Don't mess with me.
I flip burgers with my hands. Yeah.
And she don't waste coffee.
No, I don't waste coffee. You're going to get the end of the pot. All right. We have a sexual survey that has been written about, and we're going to explain to you what a camdom is. Instead of a condom, a camden. It's pretty stupid, though, so we'll figure it out.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, Riggins, I got to know. Earlier when Lindsay was talking about her husband having a cold or whatever he's got, did you start thinking, oh, great, now you're bringing it in here?
Because
Riggins is always one that he doesn't want anybody getting him sick. So
I hate
not that anybody wants it. But
I'm also like the husband. I do not, admittedly, I am a little baby B-word when I get sick.
Well, I can tell you I constantly have... I don't know what this congestion, post-nasal, constantly. During the school year, my kids bring home stuff every day. So I constantly am like, aren't you glad that you hired me back?
Oh, my God. She's a petri. I mean, she was talking about the other day, the things that they've had to deal with in their household. And she was rattling off illnesses that I thought dropped in the 1700s. She was like, we had hand, foot, and mouth. We got scurvy.
Polio.
I mean, honestly, it was like the craziest list of ailments in that house. Yeah.
Lockjaw.
Yeah. You're never going to come over, are you guys? Never. Well, TJ's used to it because he's had kids. Well, maybe it wasn't as bad then.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's mature. But it's always funny to look at the first one opposed to the second one. When Aiden came along, Lainey was 3. And we took him to the doctor one day, and he was up older by that point. He'd been around a few years. And they said, you want to see something funny? This is Lainey's folder, her file. And they held it up, and it looked like, you know, War and Peace.
Yeah.
And it was thick, like an encyclopedia. And they said, this is his. And it had just a few little things in it.
That's hilarious.
Because every time something would happen with her, he's like, well, let's get to the doctor.
Yeah.
And then stuff would happen with him. And go, he's fine.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't let those kids up around me when they were sick, so I never got anything from them.
Mm, That's good.
I wasn't comforting them or anything.
Mm-mm. No hugs.
Oh. Actually, I was the opposite. I feel so sorry for them. Like I slept in a croup tent in the hospital with Lainey one time. She had croup. Gosh. She wanted me to sleep with her. And Jody was pregnant by some other man. And I think Lainey had figured it out.
Probably.
And so she didn't want anything to do with her mom.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Follow me in this croup tent, Mom.
But I woke up all wet. I mean, it was just stuff.
Yeah.
Because
it rains down that medicine and stuff on you.
Okay.
Well, it's actually just a humidifier, I think.
Right.
Keeps your bronchial tubes and all lubricated.
Like, am I sweating? I'm yeah. like, do we?
Yeah. It was like camping out in the backyard with no tent.
Oh,
yeah. You just get the dew all over you.
Ugh.
All right. So this is, for most people in long-term relationships, it's easy to have a what happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom policy. But for people who want to have fun with hookups, they don't know if they can trust. They have hookups with people they don't know that they can trust. They've come out with a way to make sure that you can protect yourself a little more. A German company has developed an app called Camdom. Instead of condom, it's a Camdom. And they call it a digital condom. It's supposed to protect users from non-consensual nudes. Both participants download the app, activate it, and then it sets off an alarm if one phone gets disconnected or captures footage. So if you're agreeing to both have the app, then you're not with a person that's going to be sending you unsolicited nudes.
Right.
Right.
I would think so.
That's what I was thinking.
Because that's dumb. Why could it only protect you if you both have the app?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because if you're the type to do that, you wouldn't agree to put the app on your phone.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe you get too fired up when you're all sexually excited and you do something you regret, you know, like sending an unsolicited nude. I mean, I guess maybe. But yeah, you would think that if you're both agreeing to get the app,
yeah,
not one person would be like, I'm going to do it anyway.
We'll just find a way to make apps now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And then people will get them.
Yeah.
For, you know, thinking they're doing something. 37% of people say that that they'd be happy signing a non-disclosure agreement. Or another 43% might be interested in the idea of a non-disclosure agreement for sexual relations. Like, yeah, I'd be happy to sign. Can't go tell anybody about this or anything.
Hmm. I'd happily sign that. Huh. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then how much, what's the penalty if you do tell anybody? You know, you go tell somebody after you sign the NDA. I guess you have that set up ahead of time.
I would guess.
It's a lot of work.
I know.
Right to jail.
Yeah.
So strange.
And then the media would call it hush money, make it sound more sinister,
yeah,
which is what that is.
Yeah, sure.
You break the non-disclosure agreement. You paid her hush money.
Yeah.
Who's put that much effort into a hookup?
Whores.
No. I guess.
No, I don't think anybody does this crap.
No. Mm-mm. But you might be willing to jump through some hoops to hook up with somebody that you're really into.
See, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No. Then again, it's been so long since I was single. I mean, we didn't even have color TV back when I was single.
Two channels, black and white.
Exactly. Yeah. And the radio stations, they only played music from people who were in the radio station with their instruments playing it at the same time. And then the rest of it was Westerns and soap operas on the radio.
Westerns. Yeah.
So none of y'all would download this app, right? You wouldn't be interested in using an app?
No.
No, not this one. I think it's weird.
I have no problem getting a new app for anything. So
that's true. That's what I'm saying. It's like people that just think the more apps they have, the you know, smarter they seem.
Yeah.
Not that you're that way, Rob.
I'm saving money on my fast food, so.
It takes up too much.
But I mean, why in the world would you need an app, Rob, to keep you from sending unsolicited nudes?
Yeah.
Are you trying to protect yourself from the other people?
Dude, I'm cranking them out.
If Rob accidentally sent me a nude, it would be like the greatest day. I'd put it as my wallpaper on my phone. I'm sending it to everyone I know. I mean, it would just be the greatest thing ever.
Send all contacts.
Check this out.
Hey, I know we haven't talked. What's up, Facebook? But here it is. I got it. That's Riggins, crazy.
Have you ever known a guy to complain about getting an unsolicited nude picture from a woman?
No, I don't know many guys that's happened to, but I'm pretty sure it's 100%. They're fine with it.
They're cool.
Which is not right.
No.
That's not right.
No.
But I don't know any guys that are pissed about
it. I mean, you like what you like, you know?
I'm an easy man.
I know a guy, though, that would be. I don't know that he's ever gotten one, but I know that if he were to get one, and he's not, you know, like my preacher friend or anything. Of course, my friend that's a preacher wouldn't want that. But he's just a regular guy, and I guarantee you, if he were single and he was just dating a woman, and she sent him a nude picture, just like, good morning, he'd be pissed about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see maybe not wanting it, but to be mad about it, that's...
Even if she was good looking.
Wow.
Now I can understand being pissed if you get an unsolicited nude picture from an ugly person.
Yeah. Or another dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm more sympathetic to women getting them, though, because gross. I mean, dudes are gross.
There's never been one good one. I don't care who you are.
It's just nasty.
Do you know why he would be upset? Like, what's his reasoning?
Yeah, because if that's happening, then they probably, and it's unsolicited or it's, you know, taking him aback, is because they haven't agreed to go to the next level of their relationship. Huh. And he wouldn't want that just sprung on him.
Interesting.
Huh.
Hmm.
Okay.
He's a loser, don't you?
Dork.
Yeah, I would like to say it's because of his faith and whatnot, but that's not why.
That's not it.
No. No.
Oh, don't bring him into this.
Yeah.
He's got nothing to do with it.
But what would you do, Riggins, if say you were in a regular work environment and some woman at work had a crush on you and she just sent you one night, she got drunk, said, I can't believe I'm doing this, and then sent you a nude picture and she's ugly.
I'm still okay with it. I don't care.
But you wouldn't feel weird around her when you got to work Monday?
Maybe briefly, but not really. I'm like, wow, she's really into me. She's just sending this out of the book. This is kind of a side note, but I almost lost the opportunity to get a nude one time because this girl I was kind of talking to texted me and I was out of town and she was like, oh, I said, what are you doing? Good morning. And she was like, oh, I'm just changing. And I was like, okay, well, cool. Have a great day. And she goes, don't you want to see? And I was like, oh, yeah. You know,
but sorry to bother you.
Yeah. But no, I wouldn't feel weird about it at all. I'd be like, oh, she's way into me. I love that. I don't care if you're super ugly and you're, to me, that's just another person that thinks I'm attractive. I'm taking it as a win.
I would feel so awkward, or I wouldn't make eye contact.
I think it's different. I think it would be different though when it's a dude saying that. Like, think about that guy at the, you know, that guy.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It'd be so weird.
Yeah. But what if it was a lesbian woman that had a crush on you, Lindsay, that you had to work with?
Still,
and she sent you a picture of her boobs.
Yes, yeah, still, I'm covering my face. I'm wearing hats every day, like down here. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not looking.
Such a prude.
Yeah. Well, it's not that I would be. I would just feel weird one on one with them. You know,
you used to be cool.
The first time we were in Baton Rouge in the beginnings of our career, Ace and I were. And they had done a college girl edition of Playboy. They used to do it every year, I think. Well, one of the girls that I think was on the cover or was pretty prominent in the magazine was from LSU. So there were two girls from LSU that had been in this magazine. They were promoting it. And they came into the studio when we were in Baton Rouge. And it was so weird sitting there talking to a stranger, knowing that I've seen them both naked. That was weird, you know.
Really?
And I was really young.
Yeah. It's awkward.
And it may be because I have, you know, the photographic memory. Right. But they brought the magazine with them and like wanting to, you want us to sign? And they would open and to sign the their pictures inside, like their naked pictures.
That would be weird that when you're like weird. Standing right yeah. next and then that's you're weird. Looking at them.
And then they had a person different. From Playboy that was, you know, their handler, so to speak, that was taking them around to the different interviews and like the PR person and stuff.
What kind of show are you doing then?
It was just the normal show that we do, you know, yeah. the top 40 female appeal show.
And you bring Playboy chicks?
Yeah.
Is it also weird if you see them and they're way different than they're like maybe they're 50 pounds overweight, like, you know, whatever. that would be weird too because yeah. you're like, oh, I've seen you.
Well, they look the same as they did in the magazines, but one of them was more of a higher profile than the other, mm-hmm. and it's because she went bottomless too in the in the pictures.
Ah,
one of them only took her top off in the pictures; the other one took everything off.
Hmm.
And so, you know, they gave her the top billing, so to speak.
Yeah,
full nudity in Playboy. I didn't even know they did that.
Oh yeah, yeah. They've always done that.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Been a long time since I looked through a Playboy.
Yeah, me too. But I mean,
were they hot?
Yeah, they were pretty.
They were pretty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the one that didn't take her draws off was prettier than the one who did.
Oh, of mm-hmm. course, that's the one.
Yeah,
yeah. Better judgment, probably.
But I do know this. I do know that their families were very supportive of them.
That's right. That's what they say.
They always say that.
They're very supportive.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't like it at first, but then, you know, after Dad saw the pictures, he could see that it was artistically, tastefully done. And, I mean, he's my biggest supporter now.
Oh.
I bet you his ass is not.
Yeah. I wouldn't even want my dad to look at it. I mean, gosh.
Hell no.
No.
But you know, all your dad's friends have looked at it.
Oh.
I mean, seriously.
That's the worst part, I think.
Mm. Mm. Ugh. Crazy.
I don't like that.
Yeah, imagine that. You go around. You don't think any of your dad's friends, Lindsay, ever got your, when you were an NBA dancer, you got the calendar, the bikini calendar?
I don't know. I tried not to think about it. But even that, to me, is terrible for my dad to see. And I was in a bathing suit.
Yeah. Well, were on the cover, you weren't in a bathing suit. You were in some sort of a cut up shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was wet.
And it was emerald green. I remember it like the back of my hand.
It was damn near pornographic.
It was.
Yeah, it was close.
So wild.
Not damn close enough.
Oh. Just kidding. Yeah, I hope he never saw that. I hope his friends never saw that.
I bet his friends did. Oh. He probably didn't, though.
No.
I'd make sure that I wasn't, you know, I wouldn't be around it.
Right.
If it were my daughter. Because it was gross. It's disgusting.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.